people who say that there's no God, right, you know, where's the evidence, blah, blah, blah. Right, suppose I do a card trick for you, right, and you think, that's amazing. The effect of the trick is amazing. I have no idea how it's done, okay? But I'm the magician. I do know how it's done, right? But I choose not to share the secret with you. I just show you the effect, okay? So why can there not be a situation that the universe is created by God, who's like a magician, like the number one master magician? He doesn't want to reveal the secret of how it's done, or where it's come from, or where it's going, or the whys and wherefores. He just wants you to see the effect.
Confused and very restless, so the meditation, I think, tries to make it a little bit calmer and a little bit more focused. So therefore, I think it makes you more your real self, I think.
In my case, it happened like this. That one day, suddenly I wondered, you see, who is this guy who lives within me when I am asleep? So I thought that I am sleeping. But I realized that there is somebody who is awake within me, and he takes care of my blood pressure, my sugar, my chemistry of the body, of everything. And I thought that I never knew this guy who lives within me. Who is this? And then I realize that he doesn't talk when I talk. You see, he talks, you see, when I stop talking. You see, and he talks in terms of sensations, in terms of silence, in terms of inspiration, in terms of joy, in terms of producing energy. You see, this is his language. So I begin to listen to his language. You see. Then I found that I was only breathing, and he was there. I was only breathing, and at one point of time, this duality that he and me are different, you see, began to dissolve.
Made of salt. And I ask you, tell me about the nature of sea. You go to sea and sink into the sea. Will you be able to come back and tell me? If you go to the Supreme Truth, you cannot come back and tell me.
African people also is coming to pray as like Hare Krishna. We are not different, that African and that is all brothers.
God by any name, you know, Buddha, you know, for whatever tradition, Jesus, if you're calling them, you're calling God.
Judaism, we don't believe that Judaism is the only way to God. For a Jew, that's the way to God. For somebody who's not Jewish, there's no need whatsoever for him to convert to Judaism. He can reach God by his own emotions, by his own intellect, in his own style. So you can have millions of styles all aiming at the same direction.
Look at these flowers here in our garden. We find that there are very many flowers with different colors. And that's why you find that in the world. We have white people, we have Indians and so on, blacks. But how I say that, God wanted to create us in that way, just beautify this world. But we are flowers of one garden.
He doesn't care whether you're black, white, or purple.
No African, no European, no Hindu, no Islamic. We are all one.
Point of view, it's never said that there is only one path. Almost any path which is based on compassion.
God bless you. That everything is okay.
I am the God. You are the God. We are. God is within us. You have to sink deep into yourself to know yourself. Maybe then only you will realize the God within. And at the same time, you will realize the same God exists in other persons.
There's Hinduism, there's Buddhism, and a host of other things. We in our little world forget sometimes about the billion Chinese and 800 million Indian and so on, which constitute the majority of the world in a real way.
We on earth create the body, and then when the time is right, God gives spirit. We believe that we are an echo of God. We were given the same powers as God.
I get up and I'll take a shower and I'll be standing in front of the mirror and say, God damn, you're a beautiful sight today. I love you. You're standing there before. I love you. My wife would be sitting there, what you doing, you damn conceited thing? Hey, I love myself. I feel good that way. As long as I know I love myself, it's all okay. If I'm feeling good, it's all right.
Relationship with the mystery, with the divine.